This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Fay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's going to be a medium day.
Not a great day.
It's not going to be real bad, but it's not going to be, you know, real good either.
You threw me off here. I don't think I've ever heard you say it's going to be a medium day.
A medium day. Well, I'm counting on the temperature getting up a little bit, but I don't know.
I mean, you know. We're what? A little over a week from Christmas? It's.
That's right. I'm a little worried if how cold it's going to get.
I can't believe that we're this close to Christmas already. I remember, you know, it seems just like yesterday we were talking about, you know, are you planning for the lights? Are you ready for Thanksgiving? And now here we are. It's like, uh-oh, what happened? So it's like Christmas is like literally knocking on the door. Time all of a sudden sped up. So now people are panicking, trying to get their last-minute shopping done. Are you done, or do you still have shopping left
to do? Almost done. I'm almost done. A few things, you know, I didn't get. But it's one of those years that I started out messing everything up. You know, I'm ordering from Amazon. You know, that's my favorite place. And I ordered these red tennis shoes. They came in, they were purple, and they weren't even the right size. I mean, that's how it started off.
Oh, no.
I mean, and it went downhill from there. Oh. It seemed like everything I did, something went wrong. And I went back and looked up the order. Yes, it showed the red tennis shoes. It wasn't all in my head. But they sent purple, and they weren't even the right size. It's just, you know, and fragrance.net. I love fragrance.net. They discount your perfumes, your cologne, your face creams, whatever it is. And I ordered this cologne for men. And it was a wonderful price. And I got it instead of a full-size jar. It was this little tiny bottle.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I've never had that happen with them. I didn't even know they made small bottles of perfume that small. And I said, this isn't working. Everything's going wrong.
Oh, no.
So it went downhill from there.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah, it's been a strange, strange deal.
Well, Lord, you're running out of time. So I hope you have time to at least get everything like replaced or switched out or whatever.
That's
needs
what
to
I'm
happen.
Trying to do, switch out a few things, get things mailed, you know.
Yeah.
I did things a little different this year, so we'll see how it comes out.
Good. Well, boy, I hope that works, because it sounds like you're out on the wild side this year.
I am. I mean, I don't have a lot of time, and I don't have everything finished. Usually I have everything finished. And so I'm depending on the companies that say we guarantee it'll get there.
Oh, boy.
I mean, at this point, I've got to use companies that say that say we guarantee it.
Wow! Again, if there's some kind of a story or some kind of an adventure, your name is attached to it somehow. It's going to be
That's
exciting.
Right. It's always an adventure. Let me tell you something. It's not just a straight old deal. Let me tell you.
Oh no, I don't remember ever a time where you've actually told a story and I just ordered this and it was smooth and it was wonderful.
Yeah, and it just went real well. Well, and then we had trouble with the elf.
What?
I didn't know all the things about the elf. You know, he comes every year. Sometimes he's a bad elf. Sometimes he gets into things, you know, throws things. You know how elves are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my son did not know you could not touch the elf. Did you know that?
Really?
I did not know it. They said, if you touch the elf, he'll die. And I go, oh, my gosh. So the little one was crying because my son had touched the elf. And I said, well, let's look it up, what it says. It says, oh, we can be revived. You got to do all this stuff. I said, I will get on the phone to Santa Claus and the elves up there. North Pole will see what to do. They told me what to do. We got the elf revived, and everything's okay now.
Wow. Wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Everybody has an elf. If you don't have an elf, there's something wrong.
Wow.
It's a different world out there.
I think I've got something wrong. Wow.
That's right, because everybody has this elf, and some of these elves are very bad. They get into everything. I found one on the chandelier.
Really?
Yeah. He's a bad, bad elf.
Wow.
And then I found him in a pocket the other morning.
Oh, Lord.
On a decoration. But at least he's revived himself. And that's a wonderful thing.
Wow.
And can you imagine?
I didn't even know.
Set up to tell little children?
I know it.
Wow.
Jeez. And you had to, apparently the elf on the shelf is a very high maintenance creature.
He is very high maintenance. There's all kinds of things have to be done. He's moving around constantly, getting into stuff at night. I mean, you know, it's an adventure. There's no doubt about it if you've got the elf.
Wow. If you told me that around like Halloween time, I would be probably terrified by this moving elf in the night.
That's right. But he does move during the night.
Wow.
And you have to look for him every morning. You don't know where he's at and what kind of mischief he's into.
Oh, my.
Yes.
It sounds like one of those things that would cause me nightmares.
But if you watch those kind of movies, yes.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, those kind of movies will frighten you, you know. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I guess I need to look into the elf because I didn't know that they could be revived and all that they move, and I didn't know anything about it. So.
Oh, yes. And if somebody touches them, they're down for the count. They're just laying there. You got to revive them.
Oh, boy.
And you have to call somebody to get them revived. It's just all kinds of things happen.
So it's holiday fun.
And more holiday fun at my house, let me tell you.
Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So what kind of good, exciting things happened this week?
Well, we've been bidding and bidding on policies. We got a couple of small ones. We've got them filled. But the good news is we have bid on a $5 million policy, a great policy.
Whoa.
It's got over 50% profit.
Wait.
And that is what I said, over 50% profit. So out of $5 million, our clients would get back $1,732,000 profit.
Holy moly.
Profit, folks. $1,732,000 is a great profit. It's a 22-month. The guy has got lung cancer. It has went to his brain. It's metastasized. It is stage 4. He also has kidney disease. So he's got a lot wrong with him. They're giving him 22 months, and it is a Lapidus. So we have a Lapidus report on it. And you know they're a bunch of scientists. So you know they do a good job. They've been doing a really great job the last 2 years. So we're excited about this. Lapidus says, 15 months is the lowest, but they think that it's 22 months.
And for those that are new to life settlements, Lapidus means that's the company that goes in and looks at the LE or creates the LE.
They're the one that goes in and makes the LE, right. They're the ones that study all the medical. They look at all the doctor reports, and then they give you the survival rate and what is going to happen to them.
Wow.
So
How
the
much?
The survival rate on this guy is very poor. They think it's, 22 months. He's 67 is when they think he'll die. So we're excited about it. It's a great policy. We think we're going to get it. So I want everybody to be prepared because, it's just a great, great policy.
And how much profit again?
50%.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard you say profit that high before, ever.
Well, it's been a long, long time. We've had 40% in the past. We've had 43%, but it's usually around 30%, But this guy has got advanced stage 4. So, two wow. and five-year survival rates are 50%.
Wow. And the bid is out, so you'll know, early next week-ish?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
We'll know next week if we've got it. I encourage everybody to look at it. Even the ones that are sitting on the sidelines that haven't been doing anything in a long time, this would make up for a lot of things. If we get this and you can make 50%, it'll make up for any policies that have gone over, I assure you. So anything that's gone over, I think this would impress them. I know it impresses me for 50% profit.
I know you said that. I thought, wait a minute, what? What? I must have misheard that.
Yeah.
That's 5-0.
It's a large policy, so it's going to take a lot of people to fill it. It's not going to be, we can't put in 15 people. This is going to take about 26 people.
Really?
So I'm, wow. Yes. So, and I don't know what they'll want to put in it. I know if I was doing it, I'd do 100,000 because you're going to pick up 100,000 when it matures. When you think of folks, 50%.
Wow. Now, sometimes you have investors that like to go rogue and maybe they'll want to put in 125 or 150. Would that be okay for this? Or?
I have two or three that do that. They'll say, no, I want to do 100 or 125 or 150. And sometimes we'll let them, but we tell them they're on their own because I may not recommend, but, 65 to 100. So lots of times people say, no, that's not enough. I want to do more.
Wow. Boy, that would be one of those last minute things that comes through at the end of the year that has happened a time or two before in past years. So boy, that would be a huge policy.
This would really make them some money right here, the end of the year, to get in a policy like this. But remember, it's going to take everybody to pull it off because it is big. The acquisition cost is $2,550,000. We're looking at over $3 million that we have to raise. Mm-hmm. So we're going to raise $3,267,000 on this one.
Wow. And you had mentioned sometimes that you've got some investors kind of maybe that hadn't done anything in a while. And you said this is a good one for even them to kind of maybe jump back in or restart.
That's right. A lot of people that have just been sitting on the sidelines waiting for a lot of policies to mature, this would be a good time to come in a once in a lifetime, to pick up some money. I think it would make up for sitting on the sidelines. Waiting for policies to mature if you could get in this policy.
Wow. That is fantastic.
It's going to be a great policy. It's stage 4 lung cancer that spread to the brain. He also has kidney disease. So, he's got a lot of things wrong with him, and they give him 22 months.
Wow.
And that other one that Lapidus did with us back in March, that person has already passed away. We've had 3 come in early in the last 12 months.
Jeez. And have they all been Lapidus that came in?
Yes, okay. They were all Lapidus, I believe. No, one was not, but 3 of them were, and then the 4th one wasn't.
Hmm.
4th one was older, but these others were all brand new, and we had just done them. And in fact, the that one lady, she's the only one in this one policy that we'd done several months ago. We've already paid her. We got the death certificate real fast. She's already got her money.
Wow.
And that was this year. We did it back in February. And the person's already passed away and she's got her money.
So the thing that people can take away is that Lapidus really knows their stuff. And they're very accurate. And they really know what they're doing.
They're a bunch of scientists. So far, I've seen that they're very accurate. In fact, that one died before they said they would.
Wow.
So they are very good at what they do. And they're very thorough. And they give you the case history. That's what I like. They'll give you, if people have been in clinical trials, how the trials went, if they failed the trials, if they were in it, what happened. They just give you all kinds of information.
Wow. Do they give more information than other people? Is all that historical information, is that common in policies?
They give a lot more details than anybody we've ever used. Yes, it's very detailed, very good information.
Wow. Cool. All right. And you're all in. I know you're like really excited. And you said,
I am. I will be in this policy with everybody, I guarantee.
Wow. I know you always like to whenever there's room. And it sounds like you may have some room. And so it's always a big deal when you are excited about a policy like your own self. And then you get in. It says a lot. So hopefully you'll have some good news for some people next week. That would be fantastic.
Yes, I hope we can do this policy next week, get everybody in it right here at the end of the year, because it's a great opportunity. I never turn down 50% profit.
No.
And you know, a lot of times I'll go in a policy, and right at the last minute there's somebody that needs that spot, and then I give it up.
Yeah.
And that's happened so many times. It's ridiculous. Somebody will say, well, I wanted in that policy. I go, well, the only one that can be given up is mine.
Yeah.
I had a guy last year that missed out, and he said, well, just take somebody out. Just take somebody out. They won't know. And I'm going,
God.
You're crazy. We can't do that. But he thought we could. He wanted us to take somebody else out and give it to him.
Wow. They won't know.
I said, that's not right. We can't do that.
But you'll give up your seat if there's, you know, somebody that wants to
yes, if it gets that close, I will.
Wow. All right. Well, it sounds like it was kind of a big week, or potentially a
big week. It is. And then we have another one that we do not know if it'll fit or if it's right. And it probably won't happen until in January. But a guy has Huntington's disease. We've never done anything like this, but we're looking at it really close. First of all, there's no premiums, ever.
Really?
And then it has a rider on it. It's a large policy, about $5 million, and we think we can buy it for about $1.7 million. And the key to this is, he has a rider on it that says, if there's two things you cannot do, like dress yourself, feed yourself, go to the bathroom, one of these out of six, they will go ahead and pay 90% right then.
Really?
So we don't have to wait for the man to die. It doesn't have anything to do with the death policy. It's a completely different thing. Now, let me tell you about Huntington's. It's very rare. It's inherited. And most people that have Huntington's never have children because they don't want to pass this on because it's so dreadful. It will cause involuntary jerks of your head, your neck, your arms, your legs. And that's why you get where you cannot do anything. And, of course, the last stages, which doesn't matter at this point, is you're in bed, you can't talk, you can't even move. It becomes that bad.
Wow.
And it's a terrible disease. Now, they live long time sometimes. You don't know how long he's had it. What we have to determine is how long will it be before he loses the ability to use either his hands or whatever. Hmm. If it's 3 or 4 years, it's a great policy because we get paid right then. And, you know, they would make a tremendous amount of money.
Why,
and how, we don't know if it'll work yet, but we sent out invitations to about 20 people and said, if this works, are you interested? And they all called me and said, Faye, we're interested when you find out if it'll work.
Hmm.
And we don't know yet if it'll work. We're trying to determine. We don't have the medical yet. When we get the medical, the doctors, I think, will predict how long it'll be before he loses the ability to do the normal things that you and I do every day.
Is there a different way? Because I know this is a very different type of policy than what you usually do. Is there a different way to analyze the data to determine, or would it still be basically the same process?
We have to go with the doctors, okay. Completely doctors on this. The doctors will tell you what they think, how long it'll be, what the progression of the disease will be. And we need to know how long they think he's got before he loses some of these abilities.
Wow. And how big is this policy?
$5 million.
Jeez. So that's, yeah. Wait a minute, that's two big policies.
$5 million, and we don't know if the second one will work. But the first one will work. It's a great policy. It's 22 months. They've got 50% profit on it.
Wow.
And they're, so I think that ought to get everybody's attention.
And they're interested. They're, you know, involved. They're engaged. Because I know sometimes you've had some people, you know, drop some policies, and then they may, you know, start playing hardball, or they may, you know, all of a sudden disappear, or, you know, all these weird things happen.
We have that happen all the time. This is the only year I can remember where people, we win the policy, and they sit there on their hands and don't even go ahead and do it. You know, we get it ready, and then they won't sign the contract. We've had that happen this year for the first time. These people are crazy. Used to, their word was good. If they said we want to sell our policy, they meant it. They knew they needed to. They needed the cash because cancer is so expensive. And this guy with Huntington's, he's going to need that $1 million, I guarantee, just to get through this.
Wow.
So I know why he's selling his. But a lot of these people, they know right at the last, they say, well, I think it's not going to be long before I pass away. I think I'll just keep it. And they're doing it this year. And then we've had two or three rescind. You know, after we gave them the money, they sent it back and rescinded the contract.
And how long do they have to do that? That's a very small window that they have in order to.
That's right. They usually have 15 days after we give them the money.
Mm.
Some states are 30, but most states are 15 days.
All right. So it's not that somebody can come back in 3 years and say, you know, hey, I changed my mind.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, no, they couldn't do that.
Right.
It's a fairly fast, you know.
Yeah.
It's 15 to 30 days, and you've got to, you know, do something about it.
Wow. It's been definitely a strange year, that's for sure.
Wow. Yes, it has. Very strange.
All right. Well, then that's fantastic news. You'll know more. You said the first policy you'll know probably next week. The other one, probably not till maybe January. Is that what you said?
I think it'll be January before we know on it.
Okay.
And that's not a long time.
No, it's not.
I mean, it sounds like it when I say January, but it's really not.
I know it. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, oh, my God, that's like 2 weeks.
Yes. I mean, it's not a long time, but it'll be at least in January because the doctors are putting all the medical together on that gentleman, and it'll take us a while to get it. I figure it'd be 2 or 3 weeks before we get all the medical. And it'll be interesting to see what they say about him.
Yeah.
You know, how fast is he going to go downhill? He can live a long time completely incapacitated. That's the bad thing about that disease.
And this one will pay out 90% if there are two things that happen.
Yes.
Wow.
The government has a set of things we have to be able to do. And there's
really?
Six of them. I can't tell y'all them. Yes.
Wow.
Feeding yourself. Dressing yourself, going to the restroom yourself.
I didn't even know that.
But there's two more that I can't think of.
There's actually a list of things that we have to do?
There's a list from the government.
I didn't know that.
It says, yes, it's called daily living. And these are things you have to be able to do.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why. It just seems strange to hear the government has put together a list of six things you have to be able to do. I didn't know. I mean, I guess you need it for like a standard to measure.
It is a standard.
But boy.
And, there's this questionnaire lots of times when you go to the doctor. Can they do all these things? They'll ask. Can this person that we're fixing to see, can they dress themselves? Can they feed themselves? Are they independent? That's the key right there. Are they independent? Are they dependent on someone to take care of them? It's a
wow.
standard deal. And there's six things we're supposed to be able to do, you know.
Gee, I don't know why I'm shocked. I've never heard of that before. Never. I didn't even know it was a thing.
It's because you're not old.
you're the only person that's ever said that. So.
I know. Well, when these old people go to the doctor, they'll say, you know, what kind of care do they need? You know, can they take care of themselves? If they can, then, you know, it puts them in a different class. And it depends if they're going to go to a nursing home, if they're going to independent living. And they may be young, but they may have something wrong with them and can't function. So it's a matter of, can you function? Can you take care of yourself, basically?
So just out of curiosity, is that information, I assume, when you get like a new policy to look at, I assume that's part of the information that's in the report? Or is that...
Oh, yeah, in the doctor's report, lots of times.
Really?
They'll give that information up. They'll say... You know, this person has to have help. And they'll ask, and at those doctor's reports, they'll say, can they live independently? Can they do all this? And you check that off, if they can do all those things for themselves.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so good news about those two policies. That's fantastic. What about annuities? I know we're getting kind of towards the end of the year. Are there still bonuses? Are they going away? Are they?
Yes, they are still bonuses. The bonus is still the same, the 12% or the 17%. Plus, if you take the fixed rate, that gives you over 20% for the first year. The only thing that's changed is they're not going to pay a bonus every year on the new policies for 7 years. They're now only going to pay that bonus out for the first three.
Mm.
So they've changed that part of it. You can still get a bonus every year for 3 years for what you put in rather than seven.
All right.
But the bonuses are terrific. For anybody that's just sitting there, their money's just getting molded, they need to do an annuity, and they'll get paid. Because if you're just sitting there with a cash account, you're not making what you could make with an annuity. You know, you can make 10, 12, 15%, and it's going to be different every year. You know, I just got a person's statement back this week. I was looking at what they'd made, and the only mistake they had made is they took that money out, that 10% early. And that's the only thing you have to remember. You have to take it on the anniversary date or later every year. If you take it before the anniversary date, there's a penalty. And you have to remind yourself, this is the day I need to take the money out. Because there's no reason to ever have a penalty. So let's say that yours comes due on December 30th. We want to take it after December 30th.
Right.
You don't want to take it on December 15th.
And it's not
it
calendar.
It has to be a year each time. It has to be 12 months in between each time.
Okay. So it's not like January 1st to December 31st. It could fall at any point. It could be a random June, like 13th or something.
Yeah. And I have a lot of people that don't take money out every year, but I've got a lot of people that do. And most of my clients know it's on the anniversary date or the day after, anytime after that, not before. Especially if I help them do it, I know what day to take it, and I would not let them take it out early because there is a penalty for taking it out early.
And I'm sure
so
you've probably
always
had,
remember that.
There's probably been people that have tried to take, you know, some money out, and then you'll look at the anniversary date and say, if you can hold off for like 3 days until, you know, after
That's
the
right.
anniversary. Okay. All right. Wow.
And a lot of people have us fill it out for them and send it in. Because nowadays, you know, this is a new world. You don't mail it, you email it. They have it right away, and it's faster. Everything's fast nowadays.
Hmm. Yeah. We do live in a seconds count kind of world.
We do. You know, somebody was telling me this week, they said 30 years ago when they went into business, you know, we didn't have email. We didn't have all this. And they people would call in their orders, and he said, do you remember when you'd go to your phone and press the button to see how many calls you had? And that that reminded me of a long time ago. Yeah. But he said he remembered doing that, that he would have maybe 17 calls to return.
Jeez.
And, you know, I forgot we used to do that. I mean, that's how long it's been since we had that type of phone, where you had to press the button and listen to the messages. Wow.
Yeah, and then you had a separate machine that was not part of the phone. It was a special attachment. And then, ooh, remember when we got call waiting? Or
oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, that was a big deal.
Oh, my gosh. It was a big deal. Each thing has been something new and something better in our lives, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know? And this week, I saw where the thieves went into a Target or one of the other big stores. They went to where the gift cards were. They gathered them all up and substituted fake ones for it.
Really?
So that's something to think about, be on the lookout for. They said to be careful when we're getting our gift cards.
I saw something, and it was one of those videos where, like, the police officer is at the store, and he showed, and I'm sure I'm going to mess this up, but he showed how some people do it. They'll get a bunch of gift card, you know how they come in the little packets with the cardboard thing, and they're glued shut? They'll warm up the glue and then open up the package, take the card out.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. They'll take the scissors, and they'll cut across the top of the card and take just the barcode, and then they will take that home with them, and they'll do it for, you know, like 50 or 100 different cards. And then what'll happen is that, and then they'll reclose the envelope, put it back on the shelf. And then what happens is somebody goes to buy the gift card, and the register, you know, they get up to the register, and the person, you know, loads the money on the card. Well, now all of a sudden that barcode is active. And so what'll happen is the people that stole, cut off just the barcode, they'll notice, hey, there's a balance on this card. They'll go use it. The actual person that bought the card won't have any idea. And they'll send it out to somebody, and in a month or, you know, a couple of weeks when they go to use it, there's like no balance on the card. And so,
oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, people have gotten real tricky. So they said if you go buy gift cards, to kind of feel the cardboard envelope to make sure that the whole card is there. It's the size of like a credit card, and make sure that you don't feel like something that's really short inside it. Just to kind of make sure.
Now that's good to know. That's good information to know.
Yeah. It's just thieves have gotten very, very resourceful, complicated, tricky. I don't know what the word is, but
we've just got a lot more thieves in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's some of those imports.
Yes. Yeah. Remember when we had gift cards?
I'm afraid it is.
Or not gift cards, gift certificates. And you couldn't do all this fancy thievery. You got the
That's right.
piece of paper. That was
this
it.
This is an instant world. We're on an instant trajectory.
Yes.
Everything is right now.
Yeah. A bunch of Grinches.
and you know, the beauty shop told me that I'm the only one in the whole world that still writes checks.
Really?
That's what they said.
Wow.
They said, Faye, that is very old-fashioned. And I go, really? I mean, I've done it all my life. And they go, no one else does that.
Yeah.
And I go, I cannot believe that. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Remember when you could, like, you had it, because you have all your information right at the bottom of your check. And I've always, you know, worried about that. It's like, well, geez, what if somebody gets the bank number or the routing number? And you just expected people to, you know, do the right thing. They've got your name. They've got your, you know, in some cases, your phone number, your banking information, your address. They got all this information from it. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And then I'm thinking, that sounds unsafe. And then it's like, well, all the credit card theft and ID theft that goes on now, that's like nothing compared to what people do.
That's a small deal. Yeah, that's a small deal compared to the other. But anyway, changing the subject, we were on annuities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's so many great things about annuity that everybody, I think, should have at least one. Because remember, it's compound interest. You don't pay taxes till you take it out. It's a safe investment. Your principal's always safe. Your interest is going to fluctuate, but, you know, you can take money out of it the rest of your life. I mean, it's a good, safe investment. It's so much better than all these tricky investments that people are doing that they don't even understand. Annuity is straightforward. You put your money in, they pay you interest, just like at the bank. They pay your interest once a year. It locks in. The interest never goes backwards. You're never directly in the stock market. So it's got a lot of safety features, is what I'm saying. And as you get older, an annuity will become more appealing to you all the time. I had someone the other day that said, at my age, Faye, I need annuities. I need something that's safe, that we can just sit back, we can travel, we can do all this, and we don't worry about our investments. So if you have an annuity, you're not going to be worried during the year. You can relax, you can travel, you can do whatever you want to do, because it's going to pay no matter where you're at or what you're doing. Your annuity at the end of the year will pay your interest. It locks in. It never goes backwards, and you're not ever going to lose any money.
So for those investors that you had mentioned earlier that kind of have kind of just cash in the bank, they're not really doing a whole lot of life settlements or anything like that, would annuities be a good option for them if they wanted to? At least they would be doing something instead of just letting.
Yes, I think it would be a good option for the people that are just so conservative, you know, that they're just sitting there with cash. That money should be working for them in an annuity. I mean, I would recommend that. I would like to see them make more interest than they're making now.
Yeah.
Or get back in the game, you know, and say, I know I've got some policies that are over, but I know that if I do the new policies, I'm going to get paid quicker.
Yeah.
You can look at it both ways, and it'll work. The annuities work every day, you know. I love the compound interest. I love not paying taxes till you take it out. And you can also say, I want to take so much a year out. And with the bonuses, it's really great right now because you can get a bonus of 12 or 17%. You can get a first-year return of over 20%.
Hmm. And, you know, sometimes we talk about it in the context of either annuities or life settlements. But a lot of people do both. And you always talk about diversifying. Make sure your portfolio is diversified. And that would be
That's
a great
right.
way
you
to
You need to always be diversified. And I tell people that every day. If you're diversified, this always works. If you have a lot of different policies, that'll work. If you have some policies and some annuities, it'll work. Because your annuities is your guaranteed part. Your money's guaranteed, it's safe, and you can go on forever if you've got annuities. You're not going to have to worry about what it makes every year. You don't have to worry about the ups and downs like in the stock market. And the stock market is, you know, ups and downs. We've got all these companies that are going out of business, and it's just safer being in an annuity.
Yeah, it mirrors the stock market. It's not actually in it. You've got that safety, I guess that safety net. So you're it's not going to bottom out like the stock market. And then these, you know, like you said before, these bonuses make it really, really attractive. Annuities are really, really hot right now. So either way.
They are, because you've got all the bonuses that you're not going to get a bonus that down at the stock market. You know, you're not going to get a 12% or 17% bonus when you go in there.
No, that's for sure.
So you get the bonus, so that gives you money up front. Right then, they're going to add that to your portfolio. And then at the end of the year, they're going to give you interest on the bonus plus what you put in. So that's a pretty good deal.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about Grapevine, Texas. You know, it's the Christmas capital of Texas.
Yeah.
They've got everything. Did you know they've got 1,400 events?
Really?
That you can go to? I mean, it's that big.
Wow.
Their Christmas is big. I'm just going to tell you a few of the things that I know about. You've got the railroad, you know, the vintage old railroad. It goes to Fort Worth and back. You can take that. Kids love it. Families love it. You buy tickets to it. The historic Nash Farm. You know, this is a long, long history story of the Nash Farm, and I've been there. It's a great deal to do. And then all your Broadway shows. They've got the live music at the Palace Arts Center. I've been there a lot of times, and they have all this music. You can get tickets for that. The Grapevine Observation Tower. It's 150 foot, and that's, you can buy tickets to go to that. They've got tours, every kind of tour in the world. Did you know the Grapevine Lake covers 8,000 acres?
8,000? Really?
8,000 acres.
Wow.
They've got the dinner theater with all the shows. They've got some of the best restaurants anywhere in the world. A lot of these things you're going to need tickets to. They've got all the Santa stuff for the children, every kind of do. They've got the glass blowing studio. They've got two Grapevine wine tours. They've got the escape game that you can play, and you'll have a lot of fun doing that. You know, you solve puzzles, you complete your mission, the escape room, it's fun. The holiday murder mystery. You have dinner and a mystery. That's
Ooh,
a great thing to do.
That sounds
like fun. They've just got so darn much stuff, as I said. And did you know that there's 40 different celebrities either live or born in Grapevine, Texas?
Really? No, I had no idea.
Yeah. And did you know they've made a lot of movies there? I didn't know that. An episode of True Crime was snapped in Grapevine. Some of the movie, The Tender Mercies, that was set in Grapevine.
Really?
Miracle Dogs 2 was filmed in Grapevine. Portions of RoboCop was filmed there.
Really?
Then the National Geographic Wild Series, Dr. T, Lone Star Vet, is filmed there.
Is
at
it?
The Exotic Animal Hospital in Grapevine.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Hmm.
There's just so much to see. The ice show at the Gaylord. Everybody loves to come for the ice show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got ice skating. Ice skating in Grapevine, Texas.
Jeez. You know, I didn't.
I mean,
you start to run down the itinerary. I know there's 1,400 events, and you can't run down all of them. But boy, you know, just so many different, just the few that you've gone down, you know, there's so many different, the variety, I hate to sound so cliche-ish, but there's literally something for everybody. Literally.
There is. And they've got Legoland over there. They've got so many things for families. It's a really family orientated. They've got the underwater aquarium for you to go to. I mean, they've got so many things for families and children. It's just an amazing time. And Grapevine's always busy. I love going down Main Street in Grapevine. You know, it's just a little small town atmosphere. You park behind the buildings or you park on Main Street. Main Street's always full when you're parking there. But it's just, it's an old-fashioned town. It's just so many. They also have a zip line there.
Ooh.
They've got everything in Grapevine, Texas. That's what I love. But Chip Gaines lived in Grapevine. He was born there. McKenna Grace is from there. Nora Jones is from there. Demi Lovato is from there.
Really?
Post Malone, yeah. Janet Reddick, lead singer of Bowling for Soup. Shea Salinas, professional soccer player, is from there. Jamie Alexander, she lived there from the time she's four till she's grown. So there's just lots and lots of people from Grapevine.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, the Comanches were driven off from Grapevine in the 1800s, you know?
Jeez.
And the old caboose, the old calaboose, the old jail from 1909 is on the town square, by the way.
Really?
Yes, you can see it. And the old log cabin on Main Street is from the Torian family. And you can go see a legitimate, old-timey cabin.
Wow, that's cool.
I mean, there's so many cool things. Downtown Grapevine, for being a small town, it's got so many things going. And the train is downtown. You start from there, you go to Fort Worth and come back, and they have robberies along the way. A lot of fun things happening there.
Cool. That would be awesome.
Yes. But I'm saying there's 1,400 things. They've got antique stores. They've got the two theaters. I mean, and, of course, the little train goes all the way to the Fort Worth Stockyards, and that's a fun place to be. To go to the stockyards and spend an afternoon there and come back. But the Great Wolf Lodge, you know, it's booked all the time. Everybody wants to go to Great Wolf Lodge because of everything they have there. The Gaylord, of course, is one that has ice sculptures, and that's booked. So you've got to get tickets to go to all this.
You know, there's so much that's going on. It's almost like you need to plan two trips, one at Christmas time and one like in the summer or the spring.
That's right. There is so much going on over there. It's just crazy. And you can get tickets for everything in advance. Go online, get your tickets, decide what all you want to see. And then when you get there, you're set up and you stay at either Grey Wolf Lodge or one of the other places. I know that my grandchildren wanted to just go and stay there to do all the water park deals.
Yeah.
And all the rooms have different motifs for children. You know? I mean, it's crazy.
It is a fun place to go, that's for sure.
And look how close it is to DFW, 5 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I say yeah. Five. Oh, with our traffic, I better say 12, 15 minutes. I mean, it's not far away. You can just fly in, get a cab, go over there, do all these things, or drive up. I mean, you know, coming to Dallas-Fort Worth, you probably do need a car.
Yeah.
Unless you rent a car. If you rent a car, you can go do all this in leisure.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us have
done
it.
There's so much to do. I mean, it's just amazing. And all the Christmas lights, the Santa Claus. Santa Claus has got a lot going on, by the way. There's so many things to do with Santa, it's ridiculous. I mean, Santa has all kinds of adventures.
Santa's very, very busy this time of year, especially.
Yes. And you know that they had... 500,000 visitors last year.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's just the well, see, like we always say, and we've said for decades, everything's always bigger in Texas, and so you know
it is. Everything in Texas is big, and we've got all the tours over there in Grapevine that you can do. I mean, there's cartoons. I mean, Dr. Seuss chocolate bar. Everybody talks about it. And the glass blowing studio, the wine tours. I mean, there is so much to do. It's just, and of course, I've went to the Mystery Theater several times, Ooh. Had dinner, watched the Mystery. That was a fun thing. But I love the Palace Theater. They've had some really great acts there. You know, every Friday and Saturday, they've always had music there. And the live music is so much fun.
Didn't you go into the Palace Theater a while back on trivia? Was that? Because I remember you talked about one. That might not have been it. I don't remember. But I know you've talked about it before.
Yeah, we have done a story on it, yes. Okay. It's a very, very old theater. It's
yes.
Very famous, a part of their history.
Jeez. It's just, you know, you start looking at all the stuff that you can do during the holidays, just without even, it's like you don't even have to travel to, like, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away to other states and other countries. It's like literally you could go and park it and literally be busy for days, if not weeks, trying to cover everything. And there's something that's family friendly. There's something that is adult friendly. So it doesn't matter. You know, you're talking about all the different things. You know, the water parks, you've got, you know, like at Great Wolf Lodge, all the water stuff there. And then you've got the theaters and your wine tasting and then the train and then Santa and ice.
And the just, ice sculptures,
yes.
Ice skating. I mean, it's a full week. If you did everything, you'd be there at least a week.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you talk about a destination. It's family, family, family.
Yeah, literally a winter wonderland. It's
yes, it is so much fun things to do. I can't imagine anybody not wanting to come to Grapevine and spending a few days. And then you talk about the food.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, some of the best steakhouses in Texas are right there in Grapevine. The one I go to is right there on Main Street. You park behind it. There's a little parking lot behind it, and you just walk around and go in if you have reservations. It's a great steakhouse.
Wow. It's just, you know, like, yeah, literally, it would take you a week to there's 1,400 events? I think we should name them all one by one starting now.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be here till next Saturday.
Hey,
here we go. Wow.
We're going to be here a while.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great time of year to do it. You know, it's just like we all need a little bit of a break. You know, the whole year has been kind of stressful. So it's great to you know, we're finally into the holiday season. Go experience. And it literally is holiday magic. I think we could call it holiday magic no matter what you do. And so it's great for, you know, people to just get away, take some time, relax, and enjoy the holidays with family and friends and, you know, whatnot. So it's a whole destination. Wonderful. Brilliant idea. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
We should run down the risks. Let's start with life settlements because we always got to cover the business. There's two. What's the biggest?
The biggest risk is it could go over. And if you had to pay premiums, you need to make sure what they are, make sure they're in line. But we are making sure of that every day. We are checking and double checking. So we're going to do that for you. But that is the biggest risk. If it goes over, you would have to pay premiums. The premiums are so good right now, so great. It's not like it used to be when we didn't really watch it carefully enough, but we are now. So the premiums are right in line. They're not going to be high. So that's a small risk. The other risk is, remember, it's not liquid till it matures. It is not liquid till it matures.
Okay. And people do need to be accredited in order to do a life settlement, which means?
That means they have to make either $200,000 or be worth $1 million without their home.
Okay.
That is a government regulation.
Let's run over real quick to annuities. Risks, are there any? It doesn't seem like really there are.
Well, your interest is not guaranteed. That's be the only risk. You don't know exactly how much you'll make every year. But they have done wonderful in the last 10 years. They've averaged 10% and more the last 10 years. I went back and looked. So they've had a great average. Annuities have always made money. There might be a time, maybe 1 year, it didn't, but it makes up for it, I can tell you that.
All right. And any accreditations, any kind of requirements to do an annuity, anything like that?
It's not as strict as it is on the other. The main thing is they're going to look at what your income is versus what you owe. That's always. And they make sure that you have emergency money. Everybody requires that.
Okay. And before we wrap, it's such a big deal. I just want you to real quickly run down the highlights, because it is such a big deal, of the two policies that may be on the horizon that you're looking at, both of those big ones.
Okay. The policy that we're looking at, it's a $5 million policy. It's got 50% profit.
Wow.
50%, people. So that's a great deal. The profit for the investors is $1,732,000 profit.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot, people. And the guy's got stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. It has metastasized the brain. He also has kidney disease. So it's a great policy. If you can make 50% anywhere in the world, let me know. But I don't think you can make this much on anything that we know about on the planet.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that everybody will get in it. It's a 22-month life expectancy. So it's a Lapidus, which we love. We can depend on them. So I recommend it highly. And we don't know if we've got it yet, but if we do, I'll be sending out invitations to everyone that has money with us. Whether you've been on the sidelines or not, I'm going to send you an invitation, because if you can pass up 50%, I'll eat my hat.
Oh, there'll be somebody that'll pass that up just to watch you do.
See what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'll make it out of chocolate.
Oh, you didn't specify that. Now, that would be good.
No, I didn't specify that. Oh, I got to have an edge on that.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other one. You said there was two.
The other policy that we're working on, we don't know if it's going to work or not, but I've already put out feelers to see if everybody's interested. It's a $5 million policy with no premium. No premium, folks. This is a guy that's got Huntington's disease. We've never done a Huntington's disease. It is a terrible disease. It's one that you have involuntary motion. You get where you can't use your hands, your arms, your legs. It's a bad disease. They do live a long time, but it has a rider on it that as soon as he cannot do two things, they will pay off 90%. And that's all we need is the 90%, as much profit as there is. So it could be a great deal if it works. And we do not know at this point how long they'll say he's got before all this happens to him.
Okay. And you don't know yet, but it does look promising. And as you dig into it a little bit more, you'll have some more information. But it is worth noting that this is something a little bit different. Tremendous profit. And, you know, the whole 90% thing, that's really a big deal. So I'm sure in the next, what did you say, early January, you should probably know a little bit more.
Yes, we'll know in January if it'll work or not.
I assume that next week is business as usual. You're not taking off until the week between Christmas and New Year's. So next week is
that's right.
Normal. Good deal. So for anybody who's interested, wants to get more information, or just wants to get started all the way around, they do need to call. They do need to make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.